Welcome back to the Press Box on a wonderful weekend in the Commonwealth, and welcome back, my great friend, Dave Baker.
Gino, great to talk to you as well and to get things going, and hope you're enjoying yourself. And there couldn't be a better reason to be together on this Saturday morning than the reason we're here. But let me tell folks first that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Gene, after all this lockdown we've been under for 10 or 11 weeks, depending on when you start your count, racing returns to Churchill Downs today.
Unbelievable, Buzzy. We've been waiting. We've been hoping. Some of us have been praying. And we get it back today, and thank goodness and greyhound, right?
Right.
An old Roy Clark song, he used to say, thank goodness and greyhound, she's gone. I'm saying,
right.
Thank goodness and greyhound, she's on.
There you go. There you go. and it's on with a great card. Got some great horses. Got overflowing fields in each of the races, even though no fans are going to be there.
No, and, you know, it's unfortunate, but it's way of the times. Something we got to work our way through, Buzzy. And, you know, we'll take what we get and then hope for better days for us, the spectators and fans and the owners, and get back to watching racing as it was meant to be. But, you know, as we expected, with Churchill now gearing back up, so many trucks still domiciled and under order not to race yet. But lots of horses, lots of horsemen. Look at the jockeys that are riding here. John Velasquez, Joel Rosario, Ortiz Brothers. It's just amazing. The quality from start to door to post is what I'd like to say.
Right. And you know, Gene, you'd obviously like to be at the track to enjoy the atmosphere and everything, but for people who are horse players, and many of our folks at the Press Box are, in fact, horse players, you kind of spoke to it. The fields are much fuller. They have much more depth to them, top to bottom, and then the jocks that are attracted, it makes it a wonderful betting climb.
There's no better... No better situation for a horse, better a horse gambler, a horse enthusiast than what we've got right now as far as the quality, the depth, the breadth of the fields. I mean, Montemore Girl, a champion. She's only lost twice in her life. She's back today after missing all of 2019. Brad Cox tells me, Brad Cox has her horses in it over the weekend. You know, Buzzy, it's going to be... It's going to be a wonderful rest of the spring-summer meet because you got so many horses that have not had a chance to run. And so they're all feeling they're going to be deep, they're going to be talented, they're going to be great wagering opportunities. And some of these horses will be at odds you'll never see again.
Wow. And the best way that our friends out there who are listening today can take advantage of that is to go to thepressboxlts.com. You go to the handicapping section, and you get all of Gene's picks for today. And he's out there at the track. He knows what's going on. Thepressboxlts.com. And that'll do it for the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, I know you're happy, my brother. Enjoy this weekend, and especially this week, the horse be with you.
Well, and with you as well, Buzzy. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that Brisnet is offering PPs at free of charge. You know, go to brisnet.com. You find Ed DeRosa and his fine team, Scott Shapiro, James Scully, a lot of people giving selections. But what a fine product. That's all I use now to do my handicapping, brisnet.com. And TwinSpires.com, there's no better place to go place a wager. You'll see the whole team there at TwinSpires geared back up. TwinSpires, a little McLean Press Box handicapping in there. You never know when we might just get lucky.
That's a great trifecta right there, my friend. Have a great weekend.
You too, Buzzy. I look forward to seeing you soon. And of course, we'll stay 6 feet apart.
Yes,
we'll
sir.
In distance.
Absolutely. Love you, pal. Take care.
Love you too, brother.